We are told that Charles Wesley, his parents' 18th and thankfully final child, wrote today's hymn text while enrolled at Oxford, shortly after he converted to Christianity, or we would now say after he fully embraced the Christian way of life. This occurred on Pentecost, May 21st, 1738. Charles would eventually write some 6,500 hymn texts. The poem's first verse asks rhetorically, "Is it really possible that the death of Jesus somehow helps someone as insignificant as I am?" In verse 2, Wesley stands amazed by the whole story of the life and death of Jesus, something he thinks even the uppermost angels should not try to comprehend. The third verse recalls the legend of Peter being imprisoned and in chains until an angel came and rescued him. We will be hearing this classic Methodist hymn as it was recorded in India in the St. Andrew's Church, which is still fondly called by its Scottish name, St. Andrew's Kirk. This church was built 200 years ago for the Scottish community then living in the coastal city of Chennai, India, formerly known as Madras, located on the Bay of Bengal. Our unnamed choir of 200 singers has been recording more than 100 of these classic hymns, hymns which were introduced to India during her colonial days. The singers know their music and words by heart. There are singers of all ages. The women are dressed most beautifully, and all are singing lustily while seated on their historic curved wooden pews, hands neatly folded, eyes watching the graceful movements of their conductor as she leads them.